Son of Tochan Parabot, Mishnah Aleph, Eilu Dvarim BaPesach, Dorech and Etar Shabbat. The following avodah that are done for a Korban Pesach push off the Shabbat, meaning to say they can be done even on Shabbat. As Chazal went out from a pasuk that if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbat, that the Korban Pesach would be brought on Shabbat. However, only the following avodah could be done. Shchitaso uzrikas dam, the shchita of the Korban Pesach could be done on Shabbat, and the zrika of the dam and the mizbeach could be done on Shabbat. Umichui krova, the cleaning out of the innards of the Korban Pesach, could be done on Shabbat. The hekter chalava, the burning of the fat on the mizbeach, could be done on Shabbat. However, the roasting of the Korban Pesach and the washing out of the innards of the Korban Pesach, that does not push off Shabbat. Those could only be done after Shabbat is over. Harkavaso v'havaaso michutz l'tchom. To carry the Korban Pesach to the Azara on Shabbat is forbidden. And so too, bringing the Korban Pesach from outside the Tchum would be forbidden on Shabbat. And you should have done this before Shabbat. You should have brought the animal to the Azara before Shabbat. So if you fail to do so, and you are forced to carry the animal to the Azara, or to bring the animal from outside of the Tchum to the Azara, that would be forbidden on Shabbat. Bechatichat yibalto ein dochen es haShabbos, and to cut off a yabeles, a wart, would not push off Shabbos. You're not allowed to cut off a wart from the animal on Shabbos. And the animal that has a wart cannot be brought to the korban, since it would be considered a baal mutz. You have to cut off the wart before bringing the animal as a korban. And if you fail to cut off the wart before Shabbos, you would not be allowed to do so on Shabbos, since you should have done it before Shabbos. And even though all these things are only us from midrabbanan, to carry the animal or to bring it from outside the tchum, or to cut off the wart, it's only us from midrabbanan. As midat Torah, you're allowed to carry a live animal on Shabbat, since we have a klal chai nosi es atzmo. A live animal or person helps carry itself. So you're allowed to carry it midat Torah. However, it's us from midrabbanan. And so too, tchumim is only us from midrabbanan. And to cut off the wart, it's also only after midrabbanan if you cut it off with a shinoi, with your teeth, or with your hands. Even so, since you should have done these malachas before Shabbat, and you failed to do so, you would not be allowed to do so on Shabbat. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Deichen. Rabbi Eliezer argued, according to Rabbi Eliezer, if you fail to bring the animal to the Azara before Shabbat, you can carry the animal to the Azara, or to bring it from outside the tchum would also be mutter, according to Rabbi Eliezer. And so too, to cut off the wart on Shabbat would be mutter according to Rabbi Eliezer, as Rabbi Eliezer holds machshirei mitzvah dochen et haShabbos. Preparatory avodah that are needed for the mitzvah is mutter to be done on Shabbat, and even though you could have done it before Shabbat, you would be allowed to go ahead and do it on Shabbos. Sechem Sachem Paravav Mishnah Beit. We said at the end of the previous mission, the Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbat, and you have not yet brought your animal to the Beit HaMikdash that is needed for the Korban Pesach. You would not be allowed to carry the animal or to bring it from outside the tchum on Shabbat, since you should have done it before Shabbat, even though carrying the animal and bringing it from outside the tchum is only us and midrabbanan. And so too, if the animal has a wart, which makes it a baal mum, you would not be allowed to cut off the wart on Shabbat, even if you do it in such a way that it's only us and midrabbanan, since you should have done it before Shabbat. That is the opinion of the Tana Kama. While Rabbi Eliezer holds, it would be mutter to cut off the wort on Shabbos in a way that's usher only midrabbanan, or to carry the animal, or to bring it from outside the tchum on Shabbos, since it's only usher midrabbanan, even though you could have done it before Shabbos. And in this Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer will explain his reasoning why he holds you would be allowed to do an Isidur Rabbanan on Shabbos in order to enable you to bring the Korban Pesach. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, "Balo dinhu is a kal v'chomer to allow you to do an iser to Rabbanan on Shabbos in order to enable you to bring the korban pesach. Ma'im shchita shehi mishum malacha docha es haShabbos. Elu shehi mishum shvut lo yidchu es haShabbos. If you're allowed to do the shchita of the korban pesach on Shabbos, and shchita is a melacha that is aser min haTorah, and even so it's docha the Shabbos, and you can go ahead and shach the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, So these Yisurim that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, that is only also Midrabanan, it's only explicit, it's an Isur Rabbanan, to carry the animal or to bring it from outside the Tchum, certainly you should be allowed to do so on Shabbat. Amar lo Rabbi Yishur, Rabbi Yishur responded to the Kavachoymer of Rabbi Eliezer, Yontif Yochiyah, the halachas of Yontif will disprove the Kavachoymer of Rabbi Eliezer, Shehitiru bo Mishum Malacha, V'asru bo Mishum Shvut. On Yontif, it is mutter to do a malacha if it is needed for Ochol Nefesh. You're allowed to do one of the 39 malachas, such as Shechita or Bishul, in order to prepare food for Yontif. As it's mutter to do malachas on Yontif l'tzarech Ochol Nefesh. Yet, a malacha that's only asam Rabbanan would be forbidden on Yontif, even if it is needed for Ochol Nefesh. And even though you're allowed to do Shechita, and you're allowed to cook food on Yontif, even though these are malachas that are also in our Torah on Shabbos, since you need to do these malachas for Ochol Nefesh. However, if you have an animal that's outside the Tchum, and you want to bring the animal in order to shechten and eat it on Yontif, it would be forbidden to bring the animal from outside the Tchum, even though it is only an Isra Midrabanan, since you could have brought it from outside the Tchum before Yontif. So we see that something that is needed for Ochol Nefesh, even though it's only Asur Mirabbanan, if you could have done it before Yontif, it would be Asur to do so on Yontif. So too, with regard to Erev Pesach that comes out on Shabbos, even though you're allowed to shech the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, even though that's an Isra Min HaTorah, however, to bring the animal from outside the Tchum would be Asur, even though it's only Asur Mirabbanan to do so, since you should have done it before Shabbat. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer responded to the words of Rabbi Yeshua. Ma zeh Yeshua. What are you saying, Rabbi Yeshua? Maraya reshus l'mitzvah. How can you bring a proof from a reshus to a mitzvah? Meaning to say, you're trying to prove from Hilchos Yontif that just like with regard to preparing food for Yontif, something that you could have done before Yontif would be usher to do so on Yontif, even though it's only Asur Min Rabbanan, and from there you want to bring a proof to a mitzvah, to the preparation of bringing a Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, which is a mitzvah, and you want to say that in that case also it would be forbidden to do something as Asur Min Rabbanan if it could have been done before Shabbat. But you can't bring a raya from a reshus to a mitzvah. With regards to a reshus, something that is not a mitzvah, such as preparing food on Yontif, in such a case, the Rabbanan would not allow you to do something that's awesome with Rabbanan on Yontif if it could have been done before Yontif. But that's only because preparing food for Yontif is a reshus, it is not a mitzvah. However, with regards to bringing the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, which is a mitzvah, in such a case, the Rabbanan will allow you to do something that's awesome with Rabbanan if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, even though you could have done it from before Shabbat. While Rabbi Yeshua holds that preparing food for Yontif is also a mitzvah, so therefore it is a valid raya to bring proof from that which you're not allowed to do an Isur Midrabbanan on Yontif if it could have been done before Yontif to a case where Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos. In that case also you would not be allowed to do something that's also Midrabbanan if it could have been done before Shabbos. Heishiv Rabbi Akiva v'ama hazah tochia shehi mitzvah v'himi shum shvot v'ena doicha et haShabbos. Rabbi Akiva stepped in and played to Rabbi Yeshua and responded to Rabbi Eliezer and said, the sprinkling from the ashes of the Parah Aduma will disprove your Kal v'chomer because it is a mitzvah and is also only Asur Midrabbanan, and yet it's not Docha Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva is referring to a case of somebody who became Tameh from a mace, and the seventh day of his Tumah comes out on Erev Pesach, which is Shabbos. And if he does not have the ashes of the Parah Aduma sprinkled on him on that day, he will be Tameh and will be unable to eat from the Korban Pesach on Leil Pesach. And the sprinkling of the ashes of the Parah Aduma on Shabbos is Asur Midrabbanan. And yet it would be forbidden for him to have the ashes sprinkled on him on Erev Pesach that comes out on Shabbos, even though that will cause him to miss out on the Korban Pesach. So this will disprove the Kal v'chomer of Rabbi Eliezer, And the sprinkling of the ashes of the paraduma is certainly a mitzvah. And it's only also a rabbanon, and even so, it's not Docha Shabbat. Af ata al tetamau elu, sha'af al pi shehen mitzvah, v'hei mishum shvuz, lo yitku with the Shabbat. So therefore, you, Rabbi Lazar, should not wonder about these Isurim Mirabbanan, such as bringing an animal from outside its home for the Korban Pesach, that even though bringing the Korban Pesach is a mitzvah, and bringing the animal from outside its home is only also Mirabbanan, even so, it should not be Doche Shabbos. Amar lo Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar responded to Rabbi Akiva, V'aleh ani don. On that itself, I will make a kal v'chomer to prove that you are allowed to sprinkle the ashes of the Parah Aduma on Erev Pesach that comes out on Shabbos on somebody whose seventh day of Tumah will turn out to be an Erev Pesach that comes out on Shabbos. As Rabbi Eliezer argues with the fact that Rabbi Akiva takes for granted. Rabbi Akiva takes for granted that it's forbidden to sprinkle the ashes of the Parah Aduma on Erev Pesach that comes out on Shabbos, even though that will cause that person to miss out on the Korban Pesach. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you are allowed to sprinkle the ashes of the Parah Aduma on somebody whose seventh day of Tumah comes out on Erev Pesach that turns out on Shabbos. And he learns it out from that very Kal v'chomer and so. Umayim shchita shehi mishum malacha, docha et ha-Shabbos. Hazah shehi mishum shvuz, eno din shedocha et ha-Shabbos. If you're allowed to shach the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach that come down on Shabbos, even though shachting the Korban Pesach is a malacha that is asur min ha-Torah, so sprinkling of the ashes of the Parah Aduma, which is only asur min ha-Rabbanan, certainly should be docha Shabbos, and you should be allowed to sprinkle the ashes of the Parah Aduma on somebody whose seventh day of Tumah comes out on Erev Pesach that comes out on Shabbos. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Eliezer, Ochilas. Or maybe we should say the opposite. As Rabbi Akiva takes for granted that it's forbidden to sprinkle the ashes of the Parah Aduma on somebody whose seventh day of Tumah comes out on Erev Pesach, which comes out on Shabbos. So Rabbi Akiva says we should learn out the exact opposite and say the following. Ma'im hazah shehi mishum shvut, ena docha et ha-Shabbos. Shchita shehi mishum malacha, eno din shelo titcha et ha-Shabbos. If sprinkling of the ashes of the Parah Aduma, which is only asur min rabbanan, and even so it's not docha Shabbos, you're not allowed to sprinkle from the ashes of the Parah Aduma on somebody whose seventh day of Tumah comes out on Shabbos. So Shechita, which is a malacha that's also min haTorah, certainly should not be Docha Shabbos. So Rabbi Akiva wants to learn out the exact opposite of Kal v'chomer, that you should not be allowed to shech the Korban Pesach at all on Erev Pesach that comes out on Shabbos, since Rabbi Akiva takes for granted that Hazah is also on Shabbos, so Shechita also should be Aser on Shabbos. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, Akiva, Akarta mashakasa b'tora b'moado, b'ein b'chol, b'ein b'shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Akiva, how can you be okay what it says in the Torah? You're trying to uproot a mefursha halacha in the Torah. The Torah says, b'moado, as the Pasuk says, b'yasu b'nei Yisrael as a Pesach, b'moado, that the b'nei Yisrael should do the Pesach in its right time. And Chazal learned out from the word b'moado that the Korban Pesach should be brought whether Erev Pesach comes out during the week or even if it comes out on Shabbos. So therefore, the Torah tells us explicitly that you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach even when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos. So how can you learn out from a Kal v'chomer that the Shechita of the Korban Pesach should be asur if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos? Amar lo Rebbe, Have li moe le'elu, kamoe l'shchita. Rabbi Akiva responded to Rabbi Eliezer, Rebbe, bring me a moed for these, like a moed for shchita. Meaning to say, that the Pasuk says, b'yasu b'nei Yisrael et ha-pesach b'moado, in its right time. And we learn out from there that something that is right time is Erev Pesach, then even if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, the malacha would be mutter. So therefore, the shechita of the Korban Pesach, the right time to do the shechita, is Erev Pesach. There is no other time to do the Shechita of the Korban Pesach. So since the right time to do the Shechita is Erev Pesach, we learn out from the Pesach that even if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, it would be mutter to do the Shechita, the Korban Pesach, on Shabbos. However, other melachas, that the right time for that melacha is not necessarily on Erev Pesach, that the melacha could easily have been done before Erev Pesach, such a melacha would be usur if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos. So therefore, bringing the animal from outside the tchum, which could have been done before Shabbos, and he failed to do so before Shabbos, such a melacha would be usur if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, as that melacha, the right time for it is not necessarily Erev Pesach, and therefore we cannot learn out from the pasuk that it should be mutter to do that melacha on Shabbos. So that is the reason why that a melacha such as bringing the animal from outside the tchum, even though it's only asur mid rabbanan, it would be forbidden to do so in Erev Pesach that comes out on Shabbos. Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said a general rule regarding which melachas would be mutter on Erev Pesach that comes out on Shabbos, and which melachas would be forbidden on Erev Pesach that come down on Shabbos. Kol melacha she'efshar la'asosa me'erev Shabbos eina docha et ha'Shabbos. Any melacha that could have been done before Shabbos, such a melacha would not be docha et ha'Shabbos, and it would be forbidden to do that melacha on Shabbos, even if that melacha is only asur mid'rabbanan, and even if your failure to do that melacha would cause you to miss out on the Korban Pesach, even so, it's forbidden to do that melacha on Erev Pesach that comes out on Shabbos, since you could have done that melacha before Shabbos. Shechita she'i efshar la'asosa me'erev Shabbos docha et ha'Shabbos. But the shechita of the Korban Pesach, that it's impossible to do the shechita before Shabbos, and the shechita of the Korban Pesach must be done on Erev Pesach itself, so therefore the shechita is docha Shabbos, even though the shechita is a melacha that is asur min haTorah, even so we learn out from the pasuk that it's mutter to do the shechita on the Korban Pesach, on Erev Pesach that comes out on Shabbos.